If we look at who's stressed the most in South Africa, according to Stats SA, it is women. Women have a higher stress record at 44% compared to 36% among men. Joining us to talk about this is pharmacist and complementary medicine and medicine expert, rather, and life coach, Julia Crisciolo. Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Amy. Good to be with you.
Look, I know why I'm feeling stressed, but why is it in general that women are more stressed than men?
Well, this study that sort of was a catalyst of this talk was done by Deloitte, and they looked at 5,000 women across 10 countries, and 500 of those were in South Africa. And they found that 40% of South African women feel burnt out. 51% feel their stress levels are higher than a year ago. And 94% believe that requesting flexible working hours has actually adversely affected their work life and their chance of promotion. Although, you know, working in a hybrid environment, working from home and the office, seems to be, you know, quite a good thing for women. It seems that if you're wanting to climb the corporate ladder, it's not really doing you good, because from the survey, women said they felt excluded. There wasn't enough exposure to leaders in terms of their career progression. And be that as it may, it's also not just that. It's about sitting in traffic. It's about technological overload. It's marriage, relationships, long working hours, not enough sleep, and financial worries. So the whole lot altogether has resulted in these kind of statistics that we are discussing today.
And what toll does that take on the body, Julia? What does that stress do to us?
Well, chronic stress, short-term stress is fine. We are able to deal with short-term stress very, very well. The problem is when it becomes chronic and that fight or flight or freeze mode doesn't switch off. So what happens is, on a subliminal level, we're constantly feeling like not safe, I'm not okay, something bad's going to happen. I've got to look out in my environment to make sure that I'm going to be okay, I'm going to survive. And that kind of mode results in the body releasing the stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline all the time. And that has a huge impact on the body. We find that with chronic stress, sleep gets affected. The people battle to sleep. Result is a lot of fatigue with no energy. Pains in different parts of the body. Some people get headaches and migraines. Some people get body aches and joints. Some people find that their muscles are very tight. Other people get irritable bowel syndrome and digestive issues, low libido, and also a whole feeling of being overwhelmed, feeling anxious, irritable, mood swings, and a sense that, you know, one's not coping. Mm. And even mentally, you find you can't concentrate properly, forgetful, can't make decisions, and not really being able to be focused. So it really has quite an impact on all levels, physical, mental, emotional.
So if we look at ways to combat stress, or to manage it, maybe is a better way of putting it, what would you suggest?
Well, if we, you know, look at those levels, like on the physical, for example, you know, the obvious commonsensical thing is to make sure that you are putting good food in your body. Because if you are living on sugar and, you know, quick fix carbohydrates just to give you energy, coffee, caffeine, cold drinks, that is going to add to the stress instead of helping your body. So good nutritious food, you know, whole foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, good quality protein, lots of water, those kind of things are really important. The other thing is to get outdoors and move the body. Mm. Find ways to get into the body. Because a lot of our stress is actually in our minds. Not that it's like we're imagining it. It's because of thinking. We think about the future, what's going to happen, what's going to go wrong. We're planning. We're in our heads a lot. Mm. And when we actually come into the body, breathing, doing yoga, mindfulness, taking a walk in nature, putting our devices away, and actually coming back into the felt sense of your life instead of the thought out sense. That is really, really good for us. And deep breathing kicks in the parasympathetic nervous system. And that is your rest and digest mode, which is really, really good for us. And then, of course, on the mental, emotional level, you know, look at what are your priorities? What are the things that are really, you know, important? And what can you say no to? How can you lighten your load? And maybe sometimes it's just about shifting your perception of what's going on. Maybe asking yourself, what story am I telling myself about what's happening in my life? And maybe, is it possible to shift that? And then emotionally get support. Find someone that has a good listening ear that you can just offload with. And, I mean, we all know when we are able to just share a problem with somebody who really has capacity to just listen, it feels so much better. There's just a lot more space. And then also, I do believe that sometimes supplementation can really help. You know, there's a lot of wonderful homeopathic remedies, herbal remedies that can really support the body to help with relaxation, with calming, with better sleep. And, you know, most herbal and homeopathic remedies are not habit-forming and not addictive and can be taken quite safely by most people. So those kind of things can really, really help us.
Sound advice there. Julia, when we look at these numbers, and we're almost out of time, so just very quickly, you say that 40% of South African women feel burnt out. Is that, are you seeing an increase on that number year on year?
Well, definitely the numbers show, since COVID started, the numbers have definitely gone up. So that's probably multifactorial. We've spoken about some of those. But yeah, the survey specifically, the numbers that I'm going on, really were done, you know, since COVID and what's happened since then. So that's what really, you know, what I'm focusing on.
Julia Cricciolo, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Pharmacist and complementary medicine expert and life coach, just talking to us about our rising collective stress levels, what triggers them and what we can do about them.